Agora fica na rede. The more the dollar is made, Agora fica na rede. And then hopefully we'll get a little bit. We must burn. Cut the oil a little bit on the Rimi Chalemi afterwards. See what comes out of that. Okay. The Gemara brings that over here in the city of that Arba Tzich Nahidu a Maisa with Yehuda Cholash Vizpach Ola Gamir Yechon Migdeoto Rehabonu Amrile He said to Yehuda Baruch Achmona Diogo Sinyalom Leobot Lassan Oma Lahu Pashosu Nisim Lo Yidui Ay Rambar Bayi Bo Yehu Ba Beasar Dabu Beasar Yehuda Kamoida Lissar Zanim Basay Omi. The Gemara brings down with Maisa with Yehuda got sick and got better. The Rabbanan came and said, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Maybe they said, with Malchus. Now it's Malchus, because it's Hashem. Yavach Lada, Yavach Lachra. Since Rabbi Yehuda was only Amen, the man he was Yetzi, he says, Pachotin Hashem, you parted me from making the Rabbah, because I said Amen. The Shaila is, why did he have to say Amen? The Chori of the Rebbe did not Shemei Karim. Shemei Karim doesn't need Amen. So if you look at the Rebbe, he says, Anam, Taka, Kamalon, Shemei Karine, and Rebbe Omei Lav Dasa. You talk to do not have to have the Omei. You have the Rebbe within the Shemei Karine. However, you see this, he says, no, it's a technical difficulty. The reason why Shemei Karine doesn't work over here is because they weren't Mechavim to be waiting for the Bracha. Since they weren't Mechavim, you know, within the Shemei Karine, you need to have Mashmiya and Shemeya, and over here you can have it. But merely you have to say Omei. Once he says Omei, he shall sue. Or in Omei, give him a verse. Bracha l'atma, he reached out and threw his own bracha. I mean, that's why he did it. If you look at Bukhi behavior, he says, a different there, he says over here there was a different technical difficulty. He says the lashon that they said was Yavach, they spoke lashon Resha. They spoke to him, Yavach l'atma, Yavach l'atma. He, if he'd have to make the bracha, would have to say, if he'd say Shemei Karine, it would be kilo as if he was saying, Yavach l'atma, Yavach l'atma. He has to say about himself. So you would have to say the Yavi Lon, the Yavi Lon. However, the Yezachis make a bracha Shegmalani Kolter. Of course, if you would have just been Yosei with an Omei on their bracha, it would have been Shegmalet Kolter. Mamela, since it's not just to have a Shemei Karino, Shemei Karino wouldn't be the right Nusser. If you'd be able to Shemei Karino, it would not be the right Nusser. But for Kiveger, Mamela, you have to say Omei. Once he says Omei, he says it's having. Therefore, Jesus. Nimso lefider, sal lefider ro, sal lefider ro, sal lefider kiveger. In the Chanami over here, you have the regular form of Shemei Karine. The only reason why you have to say Amen, the fider ro, and the Chanami back again has to say Amen. The other fider ro, and the kiveger, the only reason you have to say Amen over here is all the technical difficulties. They weren't mechavim to be made to him, or it's the ro of Lashon. But in the Chanami, you can say. A seal where a guy says, Baruch Shem Melani Kotei, Achumel HaChayim Tereish, Melani Kotei. And somebody else is listening, he wants to be Yisrael, another person who wants to be Yisrael, according to everybody who works, it's regular Dinah Shemei Kain. However, if you look at the Rosh, really not in the Rosh, the Torah brings it down actually from the Rosh, his father, he says, the reason why he has to say, Amen, Upir Shadim Yavi Rosh, and Reishi Tef, Upir Shadim Yavi Rosh, Afal Gav the Shemeya Yisrael Mishmiyah, Beloyani Yisam. Even though the Dinah Shemei Karine is even if you don't answer Amen, Haynu Dachta Shemavar Chayev Gamkin Bebracha. Oz Yetzah Shemei, Beloyani Yisam. Abel Hachal Kimet Shehim Layu Chayavim Bebracha Zu, Lekach Hutzichu Lan Yisam. Since they weren't Bechayim in the Bracha, if the person that was making the Bracha would be Bechayim in the Bracha, then the Meilo, and Yechanami asked the other person, he would be able to be Yisam. Since the Rabbanan, and Chanabang Dasa, were not being Bechayim in the Bracha, they were not Bechayim in the Bracha, the Meila, in order for Yehuda to be Yetzi, you have to say Amen. I correct there, he would say they weren't Bechayim in the Bracha, so it's not in the Bracha of Atala. It's like, Choshev Bracha of Atala, Kim Shehim Leid is Chayvu Bo, Shehim Dof Tum Sheva Foyda Le Mokum Gidarek Bani Adar Shem Shafa Le Mokum Ala Tevi Shem Adam Lehem. No, Kim Sheva Foyda Le Mokum Ala Tevi Shem Adam Lehem. 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 Tevi Shem Kum Dez Lefid Rosh, then in Echanami, we hear contracted in the Shemei Kainer. It's not a technical difficulty. Since they weren't with Chuyiv in the Bracha, it's not Shaykh to the Shemei Kainer. It was only Shaykh to, for him to be Yetzi, he said Amen. Dr. Kivayger, what's the Nachum here? According to this chat, that's there. any case of argument that the person that's making the bracha is not mechuyev in the bracha, somebody is moichin somebody else's kiddush. The person that's making the bracha is not mechuyev in the bracha. Look there, you're not going to be yoyed. The person that's listening is not going to be yoyed to the bracha. And that's the result. All others is going to be that way. My thinking, according to Kivega's chat, and if not, you already have a regular Mishnah maker in your mirror. If you have a regular, any case of Arabic where a guy is making Kiddush, a guy is saying, Shachal, you're Zohar, that's the birth of an end. Any other birth that is, that the guy is making, since it's the same Lashon for both people, it doesn't make a difference. It could be a sense, even without saying Amen. The only reason why you have to say Amen is because it wasn't the regular Lashon. Once it is the regular Lashon, then even though it's the din of Arabic, you don't have to say Amen. According to the Rush, you have to say Omen. According to Rage, it's what? Yes. Okay, we'll get to the Shalom. Okay. Wait a minute. Kum Dais Lafidit, that according to the Rush, the Tour and the Rush, in the case of Arvis, that the person that's making the Kiddush is not mechuyev to make the Kiddush, is only doing it to make the second person. If the person that's listening does not say Amen, it's not Yisrael. According to Mr. Yeager, it's not that way. Even if you don't say Amen, you're still Yisrael to your Chiyuv, because you want to say the same Bracha, you Yisrael to the regular Kiddush maker, you want to be Yisrael to the same Kiddush that he's saying, you don't have to say any different Lashon than he's saying, you're merely Yisrael. What's the shot? What's the chelot between Arvis and regular Shemesh? I mean, how come by Arvis you have to say Amen? They're blame Malin in Chilakal from Hey, his master says there's a difference between the two things. Shemei Torah is that the person that's making the bracha is also mechuyev in the bracha. So when he's mechuyev in the bracha, he's making a bracha for himself also. So it has a din of a bracha even without the second person saying anything. He's saying the bracha for himself. He's saying Shachar Be'ezor because he wants to take a drink. He also wants to be made to his friend, he also wants to take a drink. But the bracha has the same bracha even without his friend saying anything. But mainly to be a self in the Shemei Torah. After dinner, when it comes to the din of Arabic, the first person that's making the bracha of Kiddush, he was ready to. He doesn't have to make the Kiddush for himself. So, clapping himself, he says, "Loshech klal shemei kaina." Enu klal birchas hatman. Do parayasi dechavotzei. It's not his own bracha. For himself, it's not a bracha. He was ready to make the Kiddush. Why did he have to make a bracha? He's only making a bracha for the second person. It's up there. They're pointing the second person to say Amen. It comes a chesed of the nusach bracha. And if the person doesn't say Amen, then you're felt like a bracha. And he's not getting to this thing. When it's a din of Shemei Kainer, so you have a bracha regardless of what the other person says. When it's not a din of Shemei Kainer, it's a din of Arvus, then you need the person's Amen, because the bracha is only a bracha when the other person is listening and answering Amen. Thus, it's not a bracha, aside from that. Now, what can we think about the other Rishonim? The other Rishonim that learned Tachin, not like the Rosh, they hold that even though the person was not a bracha for you, they could be ate up the regular din of Shemei Kainer, they don't have to answer Amen. So either you can say over here, the fact that they were barakim, the Rajma says, even though the Yerushalmi declares that a person is mechuyev to make a bracha on the date of his Rebbe, and blind shver, blind by the it says from our Gemara, you see that a person is mechuyev. And he brings down the time tower of the mark. Then Dalim and Allah, he's the time tower of the mark, he says that if Hanuman does so, can you hear mechuyev make the bracha on his Rebbe's name? I didn't get that. Right, so he held the Yodis, then it's not going to be mechuyev. They were mechuyev in the bracha. They were able to make the other person also regular din of Shemei Kainer. They were also mechuyev. However, you could say, even without that, the fact that they were not mechuyev in the bracha. But the mechuyev in the Torah of the bracha. It's like somebody that already made Kiddush. He's not mechuyev to make Kiddush, but he's Vitur to Kiddush. You have a regular din of Arvus. If they would have had a name, if they would have become sick and gotten better, they wouldn't be mechuyev to make a bracha also. So remember, the Vitur is Arvus. After the din of Arvus, they can make Kiddush. Even though they're not mechuyev the bracha, as the din of Arvus they can be mechuyev. Here they understood that Arvus also works for the din of Shemei Kainer. It's just a chiddush that a fear of Arvus is even though you're not mechuyev the bracha, you still can be mechuyev somebody else. This is a regular Shemei Kainer that stops you when you're mechuyev the bracha. The din of Arvus is even when you're not mechuyev the bracha, you still can be mechuyev. That's not just something that's a barchi. Come test if you this, it's a big machlokes and how Arvus works. Is Arvus a regular din of Shemei Kainer? And the Mila, the person doesn't have to say Amen. It's a sniff of Shemei Kainer. And even though I'm not mechuyev to make a bracha now, he's already yoked my din of Kiddush, nevertheless, I can wait for the next person in Kiddush, even if he doesn't say Amen. It's a regular din of Shemei Kainer. That's how the Kiddush, another Mishnah of Understood. However, the Rosh Hashanah said no. Arvus is designed to give din. It's a nine din. It's a din like the way that like the Leimam says, it says it's a din. It's not a, the only is a chil, turns into a chil of the bracha, and it's not a regular din shemei kareinu. Without the din, it's like a nusus of a bracha. When there's arvus, it's a nusus of a bracha. You have a bracha that needs an omen. The first doesn't say omen, and the chanan doesn't say omen. After that, the Yisrael of Mapaikis is, and how you understand, the Din of Arvus. Is the Din of Arvus, like the Leim Alam is good, that you're not Mavarach Lashmei Kval, there's a person that's making the Bracha, it's not a Bracha himself at all. That's Shaykh and Echanami, he's the Amin of the second person. But if you understand that, like the Meir says, in Rosh Hashanah, that's how Rabbi Menayah says in the Rambam Moslem, Karakalak, what they use, that if you, weren't Yaitz, your own Chiv, and still every single Yid, was Makarim Yavitzvah, whom do you say? You are making a bracha for yourself. It's not a bracha just for the next person, it's a bracha for yourself also. Because you weren't making your chiv entirely until the next person was time hit. And with that, you're making your chiv a bracha for yourself. You don't need it. Someone's another person something. The shell is, how do you look at Arvus? Is Arvus, you're making a bracha totally for the next guy, and maybe you need a zombie? Or no, the bracha for yourself also, to be in your chiv. The only shadow that we have to remember over here is what's shot in the they understand that it does a woodwork shemei kareinu over here. The Rosh only understands because they're not mechuyev b'dama. Therefore, it didn't work shemei kareinu. But if they would be mechuyev b'dama, and according to the Rishon, they would have been chayav by shemei, it would work after dinner shemei kareinu. The Shaila is, how does it work? The Chari said a different lashon, like the Kibbeger Tani. He said a lashon of, they said a lashon of Yom HaKlan is Leyom HaKlan. And if we're going to say Shemei Kareinu, he's going to have to say his own lashon. Yavani Yom, Yavani Yom. How does it work? Is it Shemei Kareinu? If you look at the stipend, said by the fashion, it says that in the Chanan, then Shemei Kareinu is not as we saw. Shemei Kareinu, we always understand to mean, somebody says Shachalim Yitzvar, it's Kilo, when I'm Shemei, Kilo is if I said the word Shachalim Yitzvar. So that's not how Shemei Kareinu works. Shemei Kareinu is not on the actual words itself. Shemei Kareinu is on the Teichen of the Indian. So what is the concept? What are you trying to convey? The message you're trying to convey is the Hidok that is spoken that he saved you. So the Meila, even if you're not saying the exact same Shprach, you have to say a different Shprach, you have to say a Lashon of Hashem saves you, and you have to say a Lashon of Hashem saves me. It doesn't make a difference. As long as you're Shemei Kareinu, you're going to have to save you. But he asked, Lafi that, you can have Shver, the Hemshech of the Torah. The Torah says, Lafi zeh, Birech Acher, Echad, Habeim Alatmi, Meshoma Acher, Vekim Anotis, Yosef Leim, Yosef Leim. According to the whole husband that you're not mechuyev, and therefore you can't be made to the other person that says amen. Come to the case where a guy is mechuyev. He says Baruch Atah Hashem, Zekinam Elah Tavon Shigalani, Hashem El Chayim Tavish Shigalani Kolter. And somebody else that's also mechuyev with the other here, it's going to be a thing. In fact, the type, how does that work? The chora, he is mechuyev because he was, let's say, a chora Lashem Hashem. The second person that's mechuyev is because he was a chora Lashem Hashem. The mechuyev is a different thing. If you're going to say that the Vard is that when you're Shemei Kareinu, you say the exact words that he said, who does it? I said the Bracha myself, those exact words. But he's telling you that's not what the Mechuyev of Shemei Kareinu is. Shemei Kareinu is that you're saying the Teichen of the Bracha. Now the Teichen of his Bracha is Ahoyzah for his name, that he was a Chiddush and a Tzadik. How is that going to help the second person who is a Yechim Meitzatur? Chavash Yechim Meitzatur. Somebody tells him his Bracha. But maybe this is a different shot. Now, Baker Kushelta, he had a little bit shver, and I understand exactly where it's coming from. The Chorus, the Nekuda, and we say that if we're going to say that, if Kilo, as we said, the Treichen of his Bracha, we consider the Treichen of the Bracha, we don't consider the Treichen of his Da'at. We don't take his Da'at into consideration. Where does his Da'at come into consideration, Chlam? The Chorus, the Treichen of the Bracha, the Treichen of the Bracha, the Da'at, the Bracha, for what he did. The Da'at, the Bracha, for what he did. So Asher's Shad is, you can say Shad of, in his character, in what Kivega brings down. Kivega brings down from the Urn Gedol, there's an interesting challenge. He says, what's going to be, according to the Rosh, that says you have to be Mechuyu B'Dover to wait for somebody else. In the Bracha, what's going to be if the first person is Mechuyu B'Dover? Not necessarily like the second. Let's say the first guy is Mechuyu B'Dover because he's a Chiddush in the Trafet, and the second guy is Mechuyu B'Dover because he's a Chiddush in Bargi. Can the first guy be Yaitu with the second? Can the second guy be Yaitu with the first guy's Bracha? The difference going on. Now, the Chorah question is glaring. Why should you be able to be Yitzhak? If the Shaila is that you should be able to be Yitzhak on the Zidr Shemei Kareinu, it's not you consider the Bar Chiyuvah, even though it's a different Chiyuvah, which is Mechad and Bracha, the first question is that you should be Yitzhak on the Shemei Kareinu. If one guy wants to be Yitzhak to his friend, it's someone wants to drink something. and he's having a piece of meat. He wants to be yet might be friends with the shachar and the dvarim, even though it's a different machayit. But he still considers a bar even for the bracha. But if you look at the Rebbe, he says that ten times, even if you would enter on them, you wouldn't be yet. I shall bar mitzvah. Look at the Rebbe. He says, what's the shayla? He says that the whole bracha of Rebbe is the mokum of karma. The mokum of karma, these dalas drinking avodah, really they dalas that have to bring a karma and a fear of. If they were such a master with my son, they have to bring a karma to you. Now the lot is, let's say two people, Reuben and Shimon, they have to bring a karma to you. Reuben has to bring it because he was a chedesh in the tractor. Shimon has to bring it because he's a chedesh in the garden. They come to the Beit HaMikdash, and the Tzaddik brings the carpet. Reuven, who is supposed to bring for a chedesh in the tractor, and he had his own thing in mind. He brought Reuven's carpet, and he brought it for Reuven, and he had to come on it for a chedesh, but only he thought that he was a chedesh in the garden, instead of a chedesh in the tractor. And the same thing with Shimon. Says there in the Gemara, it's Makhoyt in the Gemara, in Zvachas, whether or not he thinks the Yechiv. The three and a half to be, and then it's not going to be the same way. You didn't have the faith of the proper faith. The main one is that the bracha, which is the mock of the karma, is the same thing. You have to have the bracha designed to get in over here specifically by Tayyidah, not by every other bracha. Specifically by Tayyidah, that the bracha is the mock of the karma, the main one has the same dinamite as the karma. And the same way that the karma was brought to the wrong Tayyidah, the main one, even though it was only in the dust, they got the top for Tayyidah, but it was the wrong type of Tayyidah, the main one is the same thing over here by the bracha, the wrong type of Tayyidah is the it's the shadow whether or not if some of those can like they have something lahedi in mind, the is worse than if you have a stomach. Some of those usually crush the small. If you have something lahedi in mind, it's okay, it's worse. And you say, look, you can say the same thing over here. That's the type of turn. Can't like you can't be yoked with the other guy. If you're saying that I'm Shemei Karina is not the actual word, but it's the Teichen and the other, then you have to take everything into account. You have to take everything into account. The mate that he had also, the different type of mate. Can't be yoked. L'chorah, this Dalar is telling him, this Nekud is also telling you one other lesson. And that is, are these Dalas Shri Mahayim, are they Mechuyim to bring the carbon? Is it only a din in the Birzut HaZoymo, or is it a din in carbon also? So Rashi, in Zvacham Zayin Amad Aleph, in the mouth of the leading day, he says, Mefurish. He says, the Dalas Shri Mahayim, Kedameh Mebrachas, Dikzim Behu, Vihiz Bechuzim Chetayim. He says that these Dalas all have to bring carbon. And that's the lesson of the Rosh Hashanah. You also, remember the Zayimah of the Mokum Tehidah is Akhna. But the Bracha of HaZayimah is also the Mokum Tehidah. The Shadow is in addition to the Tehidah. In place of it, after the Beit HaMikdash, now there's the Bracha of Tehidah. However, if you look at Ibn Ezra, Ibn Ezra says no. If you look at him in the capital of Zion and Tehillim, all says the Yizbuk was Zivchei Tehidah with regard to one of them. Chodesh and Tehidah. The other three doesn't say that they have to make Tehidah. Why? Because the Chodesh is Mamash Namat of the Takana. He says, Chayavim is Boyach, Ki Atoya Vashova, Yom Bori Yiguva, Vachol Lekar Bini. So the Chayavim is Mamash Karev to die. Really, he's in a big matter of Sakar, and really has to bring a Tehidah. The rest aren't such a matter of Tehidah. And nevertheless, it says in the Gemara, that all four of them have to make a Bracha. Right? The Bracha is not the Mokum of Tehidah. I saw the Mershah Baish Mata Taina that telling him this, is, you can say, is the Shaila, who has to bench Gremel? Any person that gets sick, that has a headache, he has to bench Gremel? This is before it's not that way. After somebody has all of the mitzvah. If you look at other Rishayim, they say before that it is. The people cause Bereshit. The guy has a headache, takes the aspirin. Hagayim HaFlayim Zimesh Ma'arikot Tehid. He was in a matzah of Sakana. To a certain extent, Mamil would have to make a bracha. Says the Rishayim, he wants to tell you that. It's telling him, it's not like it. Is the bracha the makam of carbon or not? If the bracha is the makam of the carbon is only when a person is a matzah of Sakana. Only if he's a chayla shnaf of the mitzvah, the chulam. However, if you understand that the bracha is not the makam of the like Ibn Ezra, the bracha is not the makam of the Tehid. And even in a case where you're not mukhi even in the carbon, you still have to make the bracha, that's not only in sakana. Somebody that's in a massive of sakana, ma'amesh, has to bring a carbon. Somebody who wasn't such a massive of sakana, and economic, doesn't have to bring a carbon. So he has the same bracha. Even if he has a headache, the same bracha. Kumtev, going back to the Kivayin and the Sefer, they all said that you can't be used to the other person's bracha. The way they were understanding it is because the bracha is b'mokam the carbon, and the carbon has to be that you bring the carbon for the very person, for the very person. Oh, you don't. Amila, even if they're saying the same bracha, one person is making a bracha, Shemalani Kol Tehid, on Chodesh Nisraf, because he's a Chodesh Nisraf. Another person wants to make a Gemalani Kol Tehid, because he's a Chodesh Nisraf. He can't be Yehidah, says the Tehid from Kiva Yehidah. Can't be done, because it's B'mokum the Tehidah. The Tehid has to be, you're Mechavim for the right Chodesh that you're trying to give. That's the only thing you understand, that we're saying now, that the carbon is B'mokum the Tehidah. If you understand that the carbon is not B'mokum the Tehidah, like the type, like Ibn Ezra says, in the Chanami, if you don't have this problem, in the Chanami, you'll be able to be Yehidah, then the Shemayik Yehidah, you'll be able to be Yehidah, with the other person from Alani Kotei, even though he's being waited for a different Eidah that you're being waited for. That's the first Nakuda. Second Nakuda is Chaleme. So Eilu was very bothered by the solidity of Chaleme. It seems to be quite glaring, serious in the Gemara. In the Gemara, the Sukkim. What's going on? The whole story is by Hedya and Rava and Abaya. What happened over here? Barry was just shooting the breeze for whoever gave him money. Seems to be quite an amount of seriousness. So I saw the Einakim bring down from the Barbanel at the beginning of Parshas Mikke, when he handled all the Chalim to Yosef. The Barbanel was Barikut Muflega to be mazel the holy end of Chalim. I saw just the part which is like, yeah, many pages, which is just in the gap to the Indian of Chalimis over here. Just be makapta the Indian of having sell the vector Indian of Chalimis. Come on, I think 99.9% of what I'm saying, not 100%, is from the way that I understood the Bible now. That's why I have 2 lines to know. He says like this. He says, you have to declare, how does the Chalim work? Is the Chalim come from Shef Elliot? Kilo from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will put the Chalim into the person's head, or is it from his Dimyon? It's a pre of his Dimyon. Whatever he's thinking of, that's a pre of his Dimyon. He says, if you want to say that it's Shef Elyon, Kilo of Kadosh Baruch Hu puts it into a person's head, the Chalim, that's why it's a real thing, then you have a lot of Sharkai. We told him tomorrow says, Ein Mar La'adin Elam Yehuri Libon. The only show person, what do you think about during the day? That was the mice with the case of the Caesar that came to Shub and Hanan. He said, you're so smart, tell me what you're going to think about tonight, what am I going to dream about? So he told him something scary that he's going to think about. He thought about it the entire day, and really joked about it that day. It also says, the Pasuk says, Chalem is Shavi Dabru. Chalem said nothing. Kol Chalem is all Chanachal said, the Gemara says. If it's Shef from Shef El, you're not going to be. If it's broken, puts the thing into this person's head, they're not going to be that it's Chalem Chachar Peh. And we saw even more, so the Gemara says that Remeir is sending Gittin. So Lamai, the pre-dimion. There's something that just the Mashiach is what he's thinking about. So it's fantasy that he thinks about in the middle of the night. This is Eber Zeh, very fair. From Lamai, we know that there are people that see true dreams. Where does that come from? And without that, all the minds of Tanakh, with Avimelech and Parai and Yosef and Nebuchadnezzar and all the different mice in Tanakh that go on and on of Kalimus and how they're real, and they woke up in the morning and we see that they're all in sky. How can you see that they're just Al-Dimit? We see that Mamasha Nevuah. Moreover, the Gemara says that Kalimus Shishim Echim Shishim Nevuah. It hasn't been Nevuah. And last but not least, we see all these Gemaras that we do, Haraya Bechal, Haraya, this Bechalayim, Taf Lechokma, Haraya, this Bechalayim, Taf Lebino. What's with all the, what's the stuff? It comes to how I think during the day. So, she thinks during the day exactly what she wants to think about. Think today, you're going to ride on top of a duck, and that was the whole day you'll think about it, and I'll think about it at night. That's it, I would do it. Vice is that there really is something to it. That's the first player he says. Hashem is it from a Kadosh Baruch Hu or not? Either way that you look at it, you have something strange. The second thing is, how does the system work? How does the interpretation work? Interpretation is, you need Nevuah, you need Kibbutz Ruach HaKodesh, Nevuah to understand, to be interpreted dream. Or is it not? It's the Hashar Tadah, your Aimik, Skukte something. Skur, Smashmon, and this is what Pshat in the dream is. Yeah, that's Pshat. He says, if it's only Asa Shara, this is what you shat up, this is what it comes to, then, you know, Shara came from Benoah, because Benoah had a dream. And he went to 24 different people, and every person interpreted the dream in a different way, and they're all in this category. Just how can everybody interpret the dream? It's only Ashar. So, first of all, only one of Ashar is the first should be right, not all of them. And additionally, anytime that, how could it be that they all hit the mark on the chat? Ashar is, you're aiming that, most of the time the first should be wrong. Tuktai is the guy, he stubbed his throat, So, it could be that it'll be wrong. You see in the Gemara, out of all the Gemara, like it's been saying over and over, is that you see in the Gemara, no one ever had a dream that he stubbed his toe, and in the morning, the interpretation was, you're going to stub your toe today. No one ever had, you're going to drop, you dreamt that you ate a banana, in the morning they told him, oh, you can eat a banana. He dreamt that his hands were cut off, he told him, you're not going to eat my idea that. Nothing is, people, they get very scared from the dreams. I don't know, you see from the sugars, they dreamt Chas v'Chalila, that person died. So Agav is called the Gemara and says, Meis Babayi, Shalom Babayi. The person dreams that it is Meis Babayi, then Shalom Babayi. That's the show. So all the things that a person is scared of, a lot of things that are not a shakir. the Torah was barred apart. His hands are cut off. So now you're going to die. Your feet are cut off. You're going to have a car. You're going to have a horse. You're going to have to walk. You're going to die. Die. Everything is clearly different for the better. What's that? That was the Rebbe. You didn't have to pay anything. And if you want to say that it's a takanana shor, it's a nevuah, then everybody had nevuah. All the people that dashed over here, Rabbi Shmuel, maybe Kenzai, Bar Hezri, they had nevuah. Everybody there had nevuah. And Yosef is, he had nevuah. Mazel, it's only mazel, not only nevuah. What's going on over here? So up there, there's two types of chalim. There's one chalim, the taka comes, the taka shor, chalim Hashem Yidavu. The person that thinks of different things during the day, the priyam hashava, and that's mamash nothing. You think about this, you think about that, came zachna. That's nothing. So then there's another type of dream. It's really shtayim shem sholish. It's another type that comes mishat alyim from Kadosh Baruch Hu. And so Kadosh Baruch Hu is trying to give over a message to the person. That's chaloyim ech mishisha benavu. It has, there is mamashas to it. There is something there. And sometimes it's even clearer, this is the shem sholish, this is the third one. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is mamash giving over a clear message, specifically what he wants to say. And that's all the mice that we had finding in Tanakh. Avimelech, Yosef, Pharez, Nuchanetta. That God's broken with Mama trying to do something wrong. Two different types. Those are Taka Echad Yishishim Benavu. Those are Taka true, they come true. And all the different things that it says, that somebody sees an Avot, Yitapel HaKochmo, all the things, Yitapel Yahweh Yisduah, all the things that it says in Gemara are those types of Chalim. How do you know which is the right Chalim? How do you know? When you have a Chalim, how do you know which one is the real type of Chalim? He says there's two ways to know. He says the first one is, if it comes, chalim which comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that he's trying to tell you something, it's very mitzvah. When you have something which is shavi davu, so there are all different types of interesting factors and aspects and kudus that are added in, that make it that it's not 100% clear. It's not mitzvah. You're trying to figure out how come in your, right, in the middle of chalim, you have some guy that you never met, and he actually lives in Australia, and you appear at your table, and it's not a Sudan. It's not the chitronis in the dream. It's not a Sudan. As opposed to something from Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's very Sudan. It might not be clear exactly the message that he's trying to tell you. You need somebody to interpret it. But the message is very clear. The second thing is that a person that has a dream, that's a Mara Lakim, that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu trying to tell him something, he's going to have his Lashon is, he has his Bayrus Gedolim, Yargish HaKoyimim, his Bayrus Gedolim. Same thing that we find in Nevuah, that they Nefach Halal in Hashem, it says that they got totally distracted from the hand of Nevuah. So to my Halal, he has the Harugasha that there's something real here. There's something big here. Something big is happening. That's where you find it. I mean, he walks in the morning. The year of Mahari, he's very scared. He called all his friends. This is the first time they ever had a dream in his life. He called everybody together to tell him. No, because he realized that it's a real thing. Lama, he realized it's a real thing when Kadosh Baruch Hu told him not to mess with Yaakov. Pari, the Buchanetta says, that they realized that there was something different over there. There's a Sraghi something, and they realized that there was something to the Chalim. I mean, that's the two different types of Chalim. Some of them are Taka Shalom Yidav, Shalom Yidav, those are the three Moshava, that's nothing, it came back to it, don't worry about it, ignore it. And there's other ones that comes from trying to give a message. That comes with instruction, Taka something, that's Echad Vichad, Shishim Benavu, that's all the ones that Tanakh, that were real, those are the ones. Now when you get to the interpretation of the dream, that he said that works just like a doctor. He says a doctor to be able to heal somebody has to know two things. First of all, he has to know the different sicknesses and the ways to cure the different sicknesses. In other words, sees that this and this person, he has he's acting in this and this way, and he realizes that he doesn't have appetite, it must mean that he has fever. He doesn't have this, it must mean that this and this, his liver, there's a problem with his liver. This shows that there's a problem with that. That's the first thing he has to know, what everything is miraculous to. He has a problem with his foot, so he realizes that there's something with the bloodstream that's causing it to... whatever it is, all the different things are marred on the type of sickness that the person has. The second thing that he has to know is he has to know that the person himself, he has to know a little bit about the person. Who is this person born? Where did he live? What type of food does he eat? What's his teva? Is he a weak person? Is he a strong person? If you start to know a little bit about the person's teva, if he knows a little bit about the guy's background, what he eats, if he's only been eating chocolate for the last 15 years, if he's a kid, so he can understand that maybe he's only eating steak, maybe he's talking, he has a heart problem. If everything is together, there's the general factors of the way that the sickness is marred, as well as the individual about the actual person, what's his teva. The same way with interpreting the dream. Interpreting the dream, he has to understand what everything is marred to, all the mishalim. When he sees a duck, it means chachma. When he sees this, it means that. He sees that his jaws fall out, it means that somebody is trying to give an eitah against the person. Says the Gemara. All the different things, what are they in reality? You have to understand that, just like the duck. The second thing is you have to know about the person himself. You have to know the person. What type of person is he? Which Muslim was he born under? Is he a tzaddik or is he not a tzaddik? And according to that, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his dreams also. You can see the Gemara says, Kol HaMashkim are tzaddik for the chalayim, except for yayin. All mashkim are good if you see them on a chalayim, except for wine. Does Rabbi Yechon? No. Depends who sees it. Says the yayin can sometimes be good, sometimes bad. Does Rabbi Yechon? No. If the Talmud Chacham sees it, you know what he's doing. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is marred, even though yayin can be two things. But if you know the Talmud Chacham, you know what the Talmud Chacham is. You know it's good. You know Talmud Chacham. Maybe it's not good. So it goes in accordance to the person's tevah also. Now in these nekudas, really in the first nekuda of shafting up the chalayim to see what it means, all the different prophets, that's telling that each person chalayim. Not everybody has the same way to shaft it up. Some for example, they see an entire chalayim, a whole picture of a story of a guy went on a trip and he was riding on a donkey, and cool. So for one person, the riding on a donkey is totally insignificant. Really doesn't, he's not paitra b'chalal. He brings out one point to the chalayim. Somebody else brings out a different point to the chalayim. Somebody else brings out a different point to the chalayim. Each person can be their tablet and bring out a different point to the chalayim. Maybe there's Benoit, he went to 24 different people. They brought out this 24 different parts of the chalayim. The first person thought that the other was 22 parts were insignificant. It made a difference what color the floor was. Yeah, in fact, the color of the floor shows that it's red. That, whatever it was. Each person was able to harp on a different point and they were able to pick out that point and tighten it up according to that. What does it mean, Kol HaKalim Shalchan Achar HaPeh? Kol HaKalim Shalchan Achar HaPeh just means whichever point that you interpret with 25 different aspects in a dream. If a person points out one aspect, there was a shtender there. It says, oh, shtender, by first, you can become a Talmud Chacham and you can always understand this or live. That was the only point that he interpreted. Now the rest of the other 24 parts, they weren't interpreted. So Melech HaChoylem, the guy that had the dream, all he heard was about the fact that he became a Talmud Chacham. The other 24 parts, he didn't hear about it. The other 24 parts were that he's going to stub his toe, that he's going to drop the apple, the chulu. But he never knew that that was part of the dream, interpretation. So even though it would come true, he never knew that that was the shiur of the dream. It's not going to be stubbed his toe today. It's not going to drop the apple, the chulu. But he never understood that that was the shiur of the dream. Kol HaKalim Shalchan Achar HaPeh means that the guy sees that the only thing of the part of the dream that was disguised is the fact of what the guy was interpreting. What he said. He said, you're going to come with Abba Chacham and have a shtender. That's what happened. The other 24 parts. One second. Bahadur? One second, we'll get to Bahadur. The other 24 aspects he didn't even see. The Mela, even though they're going to come true, he never understood, he never realized that was the chilek of the interpretation of the Chalim.
So it's not
really telling the effect? So what happened with Bahadur and Rabbah? What happened with Bahadur and Rabbah? Abai and Rabbah, they come to Bahadur, Abai gives money, and Bahadur, this is the way the Bahadur works. He's always praised for Chalim, right? The guy gives money, he's praised for the better, for the good. He doesn't give money, he prays for the bad. Says the Barbanel like this. Bar Hedio was a Baki Niflin in Chalimim. He wasn't a Bar Rebbe alone with him. This is somebody that's, he was Mamish a Baki in Chalimim. Mameo, he was able to know every single part of the Chalimim. When he saw 25 aspects in a Chalimim, he was able to shaft up the 25 different aspects for 25 different things that were going to happen. Mameo, somebody that gave him money, he would pick out the ones that were good. The aspects of the dream that were good, he would pick out. He wouldn't tell him the other one. So the bad things that happened, the guy never knew that it was the chilek of the dream that had happened. Because the guy never, Bahadur never interpreted. He only interpreted for the guy that gave money, he only interpreted the good parts of the dream. The Mela, he interpreted for him that he didn't make money, and he interpreted for him that he's not going to stop his toe today. Another thing, the other 13 parts, 20 parts of the dream that were bad things, he doesn't tell him. So the Mela, the guy that made the dream, that had the dream, never knew that was the chilek of the dream. He only saw Bahadur interpreting the right thing. And when it came to Rava, and Abai, says the Barman Alek, he understood, Barhedi knew that Rava had a bad mother. And they look, Rava himself, and my cousin, it's all telling Mazel. Mela Rava, she tells the old man, it's all telling Mazel. And he knew that Rava's Mazel, he knew the Teva. That's one of the things you have to know. He knew the Teva of Rava, that it was the royal Mazel. But he's talking about a bad Mazel. Bamela, he realized that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was showing the thing. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was showing him such a bad thing. Tabaya, he was showing good thing. Rabbi was showing bad thing. Bamela, it's up there like this. So Bamela, he pointed out the things that were bad, and he harped on the ones that are bad, and he told him, "Your wife is going to die." He told him, "So you're going to divorce two wives. He's going to lose his kids. He's going to lose his business." All the different terrible things that he told him. And what did he do wrong? What did Rava, why was Rava angry at him? Rava says, he says, why did Rava get angry? What did Bahadur do wrong? The Maestro, all he did was just tell him what it says in the Halim. He says, in the Khanami, he says, this is the Lashon. The Mashakar Kalab Rava, the Fishikvar Haya Yoko, Lipster Loimi Sodom Achirim, Bilti Mabhirim, Ulizarbe, Alaroi Sassi, the Slavic Kadam Shayali, when you're going to go. Loyo Ita came to your Magic Kalaroi, the Oyavim is not came from Mishlo Yoh. He could have told him the Zaki disaster. He could have warned him, he could have prepared him to a certain extent that there were bad things that were going to happen. But instead, what did he do? He always picked it up and he says, "Your wife is going to die," he told him. "Your children are going to die," he told him. Everything like all you're going to be. Instead of being Noisi Baro, preparing him for what's going to happen. In fact, his wife didn't die right then. Then the Taisha says later on, the same Taisha on Tabas Bay, the Taisha is in Moichiyah that his wife died many, many years later. After a while, he passed away. And he was, nevertheless, it happened at a certain point. But he should have prepared him. Instead of saying all the bad things terribly, he should have been murderous and tell him, "It doesn't look so good, so this is a shame." Maybe he'd be murderous. He went ahead and was like, "Oh, you know, it's not game, he was and he hated him." And then he gave him his English. Kumtai Safidah said, "In the Khanami, Rava Minashamayim wants to know. Rava Minashamayim. These things were going to come to Rava, these things weren't going to come to Rava. It was going to happen. In the Khanami, they were going to happen to Rava. And they were married by Minashamayim. The only question was, what was the way Barhadi was going to tell him? Was he going to harp on the all the terrible things? Or could he point it out some of the other things and prepare them for Hulu? That was what he was telling you. Mamela, there's Kumtai, but there's two different types of dreams. Some are real, some are not. And in the two types of dreams, it also, the point of Chalema depends on, you have to know how to be pointed to the Chalema, simply in what their Mara, what the Mishal and Mara, and how the Teva of the person works out. So one last thing I see, it's still in the Arch Zadikim, he says in the Shara Emmet, he says an interesting thing also. He says that there's two types of dreams. He says, the Chalema is Ayinei Malach HaMalav Ba'odam. Or the Fish in Kola Machshav is Emmet, Alkein in Kola Chalema is Emmet. Even though they come out of the Amala, BFG, even though they come out of the Amala, not all the Chalimah are Emet, since not all the Machshavah are Emet. Umisha Margal Atme Shikho Machshavah are Emet, Gam Balayla Yir Amar is Emet, the Yeda Hasidit Kamayim Bimalah. Somebody that only thinks truth is all the Machshavah are truth, and he says all the dreams come true. Do you want to know, even if he thinks you're thinking in two lines, are dreams real or are dreams not? Let's mention yourself. If he's all the Machshavot are real, all the Machshavot are emet, Nechlami, his dreams are true also. They're not. Nechlami, his dreams are not. Yeah.